listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome live to the MCHS Arena on this Tuesday night as the Montgomery County Indians get ready to play host to the Panthers of Fleming County in boys basketball action. I'm Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls, Jeff West, our studio engineer. And Ivan, I tell you what, this has the makings of a really outstanding game. Fleming County has to come in as a bit of a favorite. They've been playing really well, coming in at 13-5 on the season. The Indians at 7-11, but you're just waiting for that night when the Indians kind of get over the hump, I think.
Which Indian team are we going to see? I think we pretty much know what we're going to see out of Fleming County just based upon, you know, how they played the last couple of seasons. This Montgomery County team is still trying to find its true identity. Some nights we see one version of the Indians that we say, oh, this team could be really, really good. Other nights we're like, boy, they still got a ways to go. And now I'm just trying to figure out, with dealing with the weather situations here in the last week, what rust may be on this team from not being in live action play against another opponent. And I'm sure that's going to be part of has been part of the challenge for Coach Mays over the last week. But hey, as we saw with the girls last night, some rest maybe did them good as far as getting healed up and maybe an opportunity to do a reset. But no doubt, I think these Indians know what they're up against here tonight.
Hey, we'll be back. Ivan's going to catch up with Montgomery County head coach Jason Mays and Coach Buddy Biggs of Fleming County. We'll return to the arena in 90 seconds.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Hey, we're back here as Ivan's moving in place, getting ready to visit with Coach Jason Mays right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here Coach Montgomery County and his coach Jason Mays. And Coach, back in the saddle again. Been a little bit between the last game due to the inclement weather, but I know you're itching to get back out on the floor, and I'm sure your young guys are as well.
Yeah, Mother Nature has played havoc on high school basketball in the Commonwealth of Kentucky this last week and a half. That's for sure. But I'm looking at it as a good thing because we needed all the practice we can get, and we've had really good practices. Now, I know I've told you that before, but I'm just telling you what I see. We're shooting the ball better. Our zone offense is a lot better. We're playing with better tempo. I think people are understanding the roles better. We're doing good. So if we can play like we've been practicing, we're going to be all right. So I'm thankful for the opportunity that we've had because of the weather.
Not only maybe a physical reset by not having to go through the grind over these last week and a half, but maybe even a chance for a mental reset to get prepared for what you're hoping to see down the stretch.
Well, it was good for me personally because with Lori's mother passing, it gave us some more time to be together as a family and not getting back in the rigmarole of daily life too quick. And I think that was a blessing for the players. We were starting to get nicked up again after the Clark County game. We had some two or three ankles. We had Luke Stone got hit again. So that probably helped heal those knick-knack wounds as well.
Par for the course this year, night in, night out, you're playing against a quality program. Buddy Biggs brings a really nice Fleming County Panthers club here into the arena tonight.
Yeah, I mean, even our games that were supposed to be, quote unquote, oh, you'll win that one, are really good games, you know. So there's no breaking the schedule, and which, you know, I'm happy for. Like, we're going to be so much better off because of it. This team is, Fleming County has been a fun scout for me. They're well coached, which is not a surprise to anybody. They shoot it really well. They have way better tempo than they look. And they've got kids that have been playing together for a long time that just know each other's idiosyncrasies, if you will, without even looking at them. I mean, literally, I've seen 60-foot passes, and I know Lucas Jolly did not see Adam Hargett there. He just trusted he was going to be there. And so they play well together. You know, they're going to zone us tonight, and, you know, we need to have a game. I mean, that way hit shots, you know. I mean, you're going to have the best zone offense of mice and men but at the end of the day, you got to hit shots. And we've been shooting it a lot, been shooting it better. So he's going to zone us, and he sees our percentages. He's playing the numbers, I guarantee you. He's thinking that we're going to have to hit shots from the outside, and he's probably right at some point.
What's one thing about this Fleming County team that scares you when you see them on video?
Jolly's penetration into the paint. We got to be really good defensively in transition.
Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Jason Mays, head coach for the Montgomery County Indians. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll talk to the head coach of the Fleming County Panthers, Coach Buddy Biggs. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhead invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Caught up with Coach Buddy Biggs.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Buddy Biggs, head coach for the Panthers of Fleming County. And, Coach, like everybody else, been dealing with the weather situation just right in the middle of the season, unexpected. But, that's part of coaching. That's part of playing sports, dealing with adversity.
Absolutely. You know, we just have to adjust. You know, Montgomery's dealt with the same thing. They haven't played in 12 days or 11 days. We haven't played in 10. So, you know, I really don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. We were able to get in a few days and have some good practices, and I'm sure Coach Mays did the same thing. So, but you know, it's kind of almost like it's like you're starting over. So, kind of a weird situation, but you deal with it and you move on. That's all you can do.
You came into the season a lot of expectations for this team, especially there in the 16th region. Talk about the things that has really pleased you about this team and the things that you know it's going to have to take in order to accomplish their long-term goal.
Sure. Well, honestly, it's kind of been a reversal of what I expect. You know, we've defended and rebounded at a really high level most nights. We've struggled to shoot the ball a lot, and I thought it would be the opposite this year. So I'm looking forward to getting going on the offensive end, having some good shooting nights, stringing them back to back. You know, we've had some good shooting nights, but we haven't been able to do two or three in a row. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking for, because when we get to the district and region, you know how it is. You better shoot well three nights in a row or you're gone.
What do you think a game like tonight on the road at Montgomery County, you can learn from either in a win or a loss?
Well, number one, it's a great program, great venue, great facility. You guys have a great coach and Coach Mays. He'll have these guys prepared. So it's really a mid-season, out-of-region, great competition against a great coaching staff and great players. You know, the Fonz kid is outstanding. You got some other really good players as well. So this will be a great test for us on the road. And this time of year, that's what you want, you know, because it gets you ready for the postseason.
when coaches are scouting their opponent, usually there's something that's like, wow, they do that really well. What pops off the screen for you about this Montgomery County team that you're trying to parlay to your team?
Well, their size, their length, their athleticism, they really go get the ball. I think they're a really good, especially offensive rebounding team. We've really got to be cognizant of where they are, and we got to box out tonight. If we don't, we're going to get beat. So that's what, to me, pops off. And I think you guys are kind of like us. Some nights you shoot it really, really well. Some nights you haven't. So we're hoping for an off-shooting night, and we got to box out.
Well, it's warming up outside the weather. We hope these two teams warm up and give us a good one.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good to see you.
All right. That's Buddy Biggs, head coach for the Panthers of Fleming County. We're coming up on the 8-minute mark here at the MCHS Arena. Fleming County Panthers tonight. We'll return here at the MCHS Arena after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Of course, it's been a number of years now since Montgomery County and Fleming County were in the 10th region together, and since Fleming County has moved to the 16th, these two teams have not played on as regular basis as they once did, but they met 12 times. Going back to the year 2000, the Indians have won 10 of those. They did win last year, went over to Fleming County, and the Panthers got a 77-71 victory. And the other win came back on January the 30th of 2004, at least during this time period, and that's when Fleming County won in overtime, 62-56. The Indians have won the other 10 times they played in this century. And a lot of the games have been close. And sometimes the Indians have been able to get a little bit of breathing room between themselves and the Panthers. But right now with Buddy Biggs at the helm, he's in his fourth season there now, and things are really looking good. They've put up back-to-back-to-back 20-win seasons, Ivan. And Coach Biggs is he stumbled at Ashland. Just kind of caught the Tomcats at a time when the talent pool ran really thin, I think, but beyond that, you look at what else he has done in his coaching career, and he wins.
Yeah, he's had a lot of success, and of course, you know, Montgomery County's been a victim of it at times when he was at Pendleton County, of course, there, and then again at Mason County, and like I said, he's kind of old school in his approach. A lot of times it's Coach Biggs, much like Coach Mays. They coach their kids hard. You know, they have high expectations of their kids, and we saw last year over at the Den there in Fleming County how hard these kids play, and they've got two outstanding scorers in Hickerson and Hargett. These are guys that hard-nosed it. You heard him, Coach Mays, talk about Jolly. You know, Jolly's kind of a little table setter. He can do some things Witten's ability to penetrate. It's going to be interesting tonight, I think, for Montgomery County, both defensively, how they're going to guard this team, and then how they have to figure out this zone that they're going to see, because a lot of teams that Montgomery County has played this year has kind of played a man up for a good portion of the schedule because of the caliber of teams that Montgomery County has played. So how can they figure that out? How will they offset maybe some junk zone that they may see here tonight?
Fleming County lost in their last outing, and that was back on January the 15th. So it's been 8 days since they played. That was down the Kentucky 2A championship game where they lost to a really good Lexington Catholic team, 81-54. The margin of victory there, I don't put a lot of stock in that. I mean, you get in big games playing really good teams, and sometimes late in games, coaches are still trying to win, and point spreads kind of get exaggerated. Their other losses came against Harrison County, 66-50. That was when Custard had come back for Harrison County. What a difference he's made for them. They lost to Lexington Christian and to a really good Washington County team that not a lot of people have heard much about, but I know when the Elizabethtown team came up here and played in a scrimmage game before the season, their coach was talking about how good Washington County is. Those have been their only losses, and so they've gone through the heat of the 2A tournament. And, I guarantee you, they're coming in here looking to get on a win, because coming up, they've got games with Rowan, Bath, and Rowan back-to-back-to-back within their district. And of course, Bath County has struggled within the district, but Fleming and Rowan, I'd love to be in the stands for those two games.
Yeah, they're two of the top three or four teams right now. They're in that 16th region, and they're jockeying for position and trying to make a statement within the region to say, hey, we're going to be here when it's all said and done. And, you know, the road for the district is going to go through those two, but they feel like they're legitimate contenders for the regional crown as well.
He's Hickerson is a 6'3 junior, and he's hitting 42.2%, putting up a lot of threes. Adam Hargett is hitting 37.5%, putting up even more threes. And Hargett is a 6'5 senior. These are big guys who go out on the floor, but like a Luke Fawns does for Montgomery County, and shoot the three ball very well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you heard Coach Biggs talking about the size of Montgomery County. Not only is it going to be important for Montgomery County to dominate the class as much as possible, but attack that zone inside as much as you can. You know, get that ball to the high post, and then maybe get a drive penetration from there, or get the ball down the low ball. Get it down in there early. You know, establish a physical brand of basketball and see how Fleming County can respond.
We'll be back. We'll have starting lineups in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
As we welcome you back, it's time now for the National Anthem. The Montgomery County Band is in attendance tonight. go across the way where we get the introductions of our starting lineups.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena for tonight's contest between the Panthers of Fleming County and your Montgomery County Indians.
Let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the Panthers. At guard, number 2, Lucas Jolly. At guard, number 3, Seth Hickerson. At forward, number 5, Adam Hargett. At center, number 10, Isaac Fry. And at forward, number 23, Kane Roberts. The Panthers are coached by Buddy Biggs. And now for your Indians. Number 1, guard, Tyce Jarvis. At forward, number 3, Luke Bonds. At guard, number 4, Ethan Dunn. At guard, number 11, Brecken Decker. And at guard, number 14, Dawson Gentry. Your Indians are coached by Jason Mays.
There we have our starting lineup, so we're ready to go. Indians will move left to right on your dial in this opening half of play. Dressed in white, red numerals trimmed in blue. The Panthers have the gray on. It's a dark gray with black numerals trimmed in white. Of course, their colors are black and gold. The Panthers, no gold on the uniforms, though.
A slight gold in the Panther logo on their shorts, if you look on their left hip there. That's what I was telling you earlier. I just need to see a little bit more gold in that uniform.
Here's a tip controlled by Fleming County, so the Panthers will head on offense first, moving off to the left side of your dial. And here handling the basketball is Hickerson. He is their leading scorer, working against Decker. Takes it down the lane, goes up with a short jumper. Good, he flips it in. Got a little distance between himself and Brecken Decker, and it's 2-0 Fleming County. Panthers are pressing. Here is Jarvis down the lane. He flips up a little short jumper that does not go down. They battle for the rebound, and it's out of bounds to Fleming County.
Both teams attacking the paint early that time. A more aerodynamic Tyce Jarvis with the head shave.
Got that close crop hair tonight. Once again, Hickerson, he's going to go in and Decker fouls him. Decker is trying to put some pressure on him, and let me tell you, Hickerson, he can really move very quick for his size. Decker gets the first foul of the game, and Hickerson will go to the line to put up a couple of free throws.
It's going to be a challenge tonight for Brecken Decker, Dan. He's got to now, after these first two possessions, understand that quickness element for Hickerson right now, and he's got to respect that.
Hickerson knocks down a pair of free throws. He's got 4 points in 37 seconds, and the Panthers have a 4-0 lead. They press early. They've got a double team on Gentry, but they get rid of it. Here's Collins, a three out of the right corner that's no good. And the rebound is taken out there by Hickerson. Panthers run down the left side with the ball is Hargett. Cross-court pass, Jolly working on the right wing. Now there's a bad pass, Dunn comes up with a steal. He goes all the way down against Hargett and lost the ball out of bounds. His feet kind of slid out from under him there. Thought we might get a foul call. We didn't. Indians turn it over, and Panthers will come back with a 4-0 lead. Indians are going to pick up all over the floor. Decker working against Hickerson. Hickerson across the timeline. He carries the ball a little bit there. Working on the dribble, goes in on the right side, flips it up and in, but we already had a foul call, and that's going to be the second foul of the game on Brecken Decker.
Yeah, that's huge here early, Dan. As I said, you want to measure the guy that you're guarding, but at the same time, you got to respect his ability to get that step on you.
Here outside with the ball is Roberts. Roberts, a big guy, hands it off to Jolly. Jolly cross court pass over to Fry, who's the strongest player. Straw, Fry goes in and powers it up and missed it. Bonds with the rebound. Comes racing down, goes all the way into the basket, gets it knocked away. Another turnover on the Indians. Now Ponce takes it back away, goes under, lays it in. The Indians are on the scoreboard. It's 4-2. Here's Hickerson with it. Outside to Fry. Gentry doing a nice job, but defending over there against Hargett. They got a double team, almost had a steal. And they do get a turnover, but now they're going to say that somebody from Montgomery County kicked the ball with their foot. No, it was Fleming County that did it, so they lose the ball in a turnover. And the Indians get the ball.
Well, you like to see teams get down on the floor and scrap for it to show how important a loose ball is in a game like this.
Montgomery and Fleming aren't border counties, are they? These teams are really going at it. Dunn, a three out of the left corner, good.
If you're a Montgomery County fan, you want to see Ethan Dunn find his stroke.
Indians have their first lead of the game at 5-4. Here is Hickerson down the lane, and shot blocked by Gentry. Indians come up with the ball and down to Dunn. Dunn moves in. Sends it over on the, try to go right side to Dunn. Ball deflected out of bounds, and the Indians will play it. Everybody headed to the other end of the floor.
Everybody thought it was, now they're giving the official the fuel to come in to reverse that ball.
No, it's Montgomery County's ball.
I think they're going.
Yeah. That's totally incorrect. I mean,
the Indians didn't help themselves, though. They walked like they had touched it last.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Like I said, when you give
it. That was an incorrect call right there.
Yeah.
I mean, Fleming County deflected that ball out of bounds, but they get it. Here we go. Panthers deep in backcourt. Hickerson's going to work it up, and now he's going to be defended by Tyce Jarvis. And there's Gentry with a steal. Gentry races down. Goes under, blocked from behind by Hickerson. Out of bounds, the Indians will play it.
A lot of contested baskets here early by both of these teams.
Here's Dunn inbounding the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds by Jolly. This is Pitino ball right here. When Rick Pitino came to Kentucky, everything was about deflections, and that's what these two teams are doing right here. We are going to get a timeout taken by Fleming County. 5:10 left here in the opening quarter. The Indians with a 5-4 lead. We'll be back in a half minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Indians 2 of 5 from the field. Fleming 1 of 3. The big story so far, 4 turnovers on Fleming County already, and 3 on the Indians. 7 turnovers on the two teams in less than 3 minutes. Indians look to get it in. They get it to Decker, right corner. Can't get the shot away. Bounces it back out, and there's Fawns firing a three. Good. Luke Fawns shooting with confidence, and the Indians have an 8-4 advantage here. Early in this contest, they trail 4-0. Out front, Jolly's in trouble. Double teamed. He walked with the ball, picks it back up, and then goes inside. That's a gift of 2 points to Fleming County right there. I mean, an official right here. And that was right in front of us. And, I mean, he's walking all over the floor with that ball. Didn't get the call. Here's a pass coming outside. There's a three by Jarvis, top of the key. Ty Jarvis connects. And the Indians lead it 11-6. Here's Jolly, hands it off. Hickerson driving into the lane. Goes down inside to Hargett, who lost it off his knee. Out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on the Panthers. And Coach Buddy Biggs going down his bench. And he's going to get Roberts out of the game. It was Roberts and not Hargan. My apologies. Yeah. So the Indians get the ball. Coming in for Fleming County is Preston Cromper, a little 5'8 sophomore, is into the game. So they go smaller. Here's a pass to Decker. Right side done for a three. Good.
Indians have come out stroking the ball here early.
4 3-point shots. 4 out of 5 they've hit from long range, and they lead it 14-6. Here's Jolly taking Dunn down in the lane. Lost the handle on the ball, and there's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Dunn, and that's going to earn two shots for Jolly. Lucas Jolly, a six-foot junior, third leading scorer on this Fleming County team. We played half of this opening quarter. Indians lead it 14-6. They trailed 4-0. Free throw is no good. Has another shot coming. Jolly, a left-hander, and pulls the trigger and got this one. His first point of the night, 14-7. Jarvis down the right side. The ball lost out of bounds by Fleming County. They almost had a turnover there, and the Indians will inbound side front court. Decker looking to Coach Mays. Has the ball now. Sends it in backcourt to Ethan Dunn, the junior. Dribbles it across the timeline. Gives it to Jarvis. Over to Dunn, right side. Fawns, top of the key. Goes into Decker. Decker turns. He goes to Gentry, who almost lost the ball, but picked it up. Cross-court pass over. There's a three by Jarvis. No good. And the rebound is taken down by Fleming County. Across the timeline goes Jolly, and now turning with a short jumper is Hargett, knocks it down. Hargett with his first basket, first shot of the game, 14-9. Dunn on the offensive end for the Indians. Montgomery County, they get the ball and they get down and go. They don't waste any time getting into the offense. Here's Jarvis, got away with a walk, and then he goes and puts it in.
Yeah, it's easy to break down that zone when you do have the ability to take extra steps.
16-9, and now Fleming County has quickly gotten it down too, and they turn it over at the other end, throw it out of bounds down on the baseline.
When you go so quick, it's hard sometimes the officials pick it up.
Jarvis is going to bring it down. He's working against Cropper, the sophomore. Pass goes inside to Fawns, who gathers himself and banks it in.
What a beautiful look right there, that diagonal pass.
18-9. Jolly spins into the lane, leaves Bob, puts it up and in. Boy, what a finish by Jolly for his first field goal. 18-11. This Fleming County team's not going to go away because they obviously can score the ball. I mean, they have offensive skills. Now Coach Mays up, talks to his team. They work against a 2-3 zone that really extends itself. They come out and match up very well. Decker down the lane to Jarvis. Out to Dunn. Wide open three. Top of the key. Good. Dunn 3-for-3 from three-point range. 21-11 with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. There's a double team on Jolly trying to get a tie up, and they do.
His ball.
Jarvis gets in there and gets hands on the ball.
His first 6 minutes have been an indication, man. We need more snow days.
the Indians need more snow. Shooting
lights out after the snow hiatus.
Seven turnovers on Fleming County already. Here's Jarvis. Over to Gentry. Gentry says, can I put one in? He can. Missed it. Jolly with the rebound. Racing down, going along the baseline. The ball knocked loose. Another turnover, number eight. Fawns down, hands it off to Decker. Decker back to Fawns. He fires a three, top of the key. It is in and out, back in. Another three-pointer, 24-11. And we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Ethan Dunn, and that'll be his second.
Wow, still, man, minute 27 left in the first period and no fouls on Fleming County when you look up there. But, hey, they've been back in that zone, haven't taken a lot of risk as far as putting themselves in that situation. But
here's Rowlett, the freshman, coming in to replace Decker. With Cropper in the game, the sophomore, who's only about 5'8", I think that's a good give Decker a little breather here. There's a three out of the right corner that is no good, and Rowlett comes up with a rebound off that miss by Hargett. Quickly down, Dunn takes it, right corner. They cover him up. Gets it out to Jarvis on the right wing. He gives back down to Dunn, right back to Jarvis. Now they try to reset the offense with just over a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Fawn sits up there in the middle. Gentry a three left side that does not go down on the rebound. Rowlett battles for it, but Jolly comes up with it. Fleming County gets down in a hurry, but the Indians are back. Here penetrating in, going up as Hargett flips in a left-hand shot. But what a nice move by Hargett. 24-13. Possession arrow is with Fleming County, 43 seconds to go here in this opening quarter of play. Dunn dribbling across the timeline, hands it over there to Jarvis. I think Jarvis says, I'm glad we're playing against the zone. Can slow it down just a little bit, maybe. Long skip pass over to Gentry. Now Fawns, a three, top of the key, good.
Oh, wow.
Luke is feeling it. He's got three threes in the first quarter.
I like his lower body. Really quiet feet right there. Great foundation on the
27
shot.
To 13, Ivan. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Fleming with a two for one with that possession arrow. Here driving, penetrating, going down inside, kicking it back out. Cropper goes through, blocked by Rowlett. Oh, boy, it looked like a good defensive play, but he came off his feet and got called for the foul.
Yeah, Rowlett got caught with a little hand in the back there on Cropper cutting through the lane.
Cropper is at the line. Preston Cropper, a 5'8 sophomore, going to shoot a couple of free throws here. Little right-hander is ready. Puts the shot up and in. Three and a half seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. And a free throw good again. So, and it's just 3.5 seconds. Rowlett gets it to Dunn, and he might put it in his pocket. He sends it from midcourt. It's off the top of the backboard, and the opening quarter has come to an end. Montgomery County 27, Fleming County 15 after a quarter of play. Ivan and I will be back in just 1 minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Fleming County is out. Rebounded Montgomery County, 6-2. They've made 5 of 8 field goal attempts. They've made 5 of 6 free throws. The Indians haven't had a free throw. And the Indians are up by a dozen.
Yeah. When you see that,
8 turnovers will do that to you. Plus 7 of 11 threes in the first quarter for now, extrapolate that out. The Indians shoot 44 threes, 3-point shots tonight. Yeah. That'll be a record.
And that'll be concerning because usually you're going to tire out as the game goes on. I hope they don't get so seduced into this that they continue to shoot them without looking inside at all.
Are we going to call those fouls right there, Ivan? Indians will all foul out. Gentry got called for his first. Wow.
Well, Fleming County still to this point has not had a foul called on them.
Here, working with the ball is Hargett on Gentry, trying to back him down, then turns, flips it up and in. Hargett's got 6 points, 27-17. Here is the ball in Rowlett's hands. Gives out to Jarvis. Indians have kind of overloaded one side. They've done a good job to get good shots. Rowlett gets an open three. He knocked it down. 8 of 12 from three-point range. It's 30-17. And Coach Buddy Biggs is thinking, they can't keep this up.
Yeah.
Stay the course. Here backing Gentry down and putting it up no good. And rebounding it up no good. And Gentry gets the rebound. And that the big guy in there was Fry, who was battling for it but couldn't get it to go down. Jarvis going for the bucket, flips it up no good, but he got a foul call. That's going to be on the little guy, Preston Cropper. And that's the first foul of the game on Fleming County. Comes 9 minutes and 3 seconds into the contest. Here's Jarvis going to shoot a pair of free throws. Has 5 points so far. Tice puts it up no good.
It was almost worthy of a breaking news. Walter Conkright coming in on that announcement of a foul. Got breaking news here.
Yeah, the Indians already have six. Jarvis makes the second free throw. 31-17. Equals the Indians' biggest lead. Under seven to play. Don't go away, though, folks. I sense, again, this is likely to end up a game. There's a deep, deep three that is going to sail out of bounds. Not if they put up shots like that. Seth Dickerson.
Whoa.
Well off the mark there.
Man.
And he was really deep.
Yeah, maybe Coach Buddy Pigs has seen him shoot those in practice or in other games and maybe gives him the green light. But that's a ridiculously long shot there, yeah, even for Steph Curry.
And now the Indians are going to work against a full court press. You get it into Jarvis. Tice turns. He'll be defended. Coming up the floor by Hargett. Adam Hargett at 6'5", and he threw it away. Hargett reached out, got it, and going down under, that's going to be a foul on Tice Jarvis. That'll be his first of this second of this second quarter. And two shots are coming for Adam Hargett.
You've got to be able to give ball fakes there. You just can't telegraph pass, especially when you got somebody with length guarding the ball like as Hargett was.
Hargett missed the free throw. Target, again, he's a 6'5 senior. Second free throw is good. He's got seven, 31-18. Against the press, Jarvis will work it down. They'll try to double him at some point, and they do, and he gets rid of the ball, but threw it away again. Another Indian turnover. Here's Jolly down, top of the key, stops. Left side, Hargett, a deep three that's no good. And the rebound, Rallet able to wrestle it away, and he gets fouled.
Oh,
they call it jump ball.
Well, I love the way though Rallet fought for that ball right there. You know, being a freshman and not wiry, if you will, I was able to kind of wrestle that ball away at the end.
Here is Jarvis. He does not shy away from the competition. He loves it. Here's Fawns driving left baseline, flips it up and leaves it short. And the rebound tips out and is picked up by Jolly. Jolly goes all the way down between the defense, missed the shot. Cole Rose in the game for Montgomery County. They get it out to Hargett for a three. It's no good. Rebound is picked up in there just in the right spot at the right time with Seth Hickerson to lay it back up and in. And it's 31-20. .550 left here in the first half.
The end of one quarter, it's GRC 12, Bourbon County 11.
Entry pass, and they finally just throw it into Fawns, but was it not a good pass? Another turnover, four in this quarter. A three top of the key, though, is no good, but Jolly rebounds it, goes back up and puts it in.
Right now, the glass work for Fleming County is paying dividends.
31-22. Well, the press is bothering the Indians. They've committed four turnovers here in this second quarter. We played 2.5 minutes. Rally. First quarter, that was the problem for the Panthers. Panthers really extending that zone. Jarvis into the lane. Sends it left corner to Decker for a three. Good. There's a way to find a senior who hadn't taken a shot yet tonight, but now he has. And it's 34-22, and the Indians continue. They've hit nine threes in this game. Jolly driving on Decker. Decker cuts him off, and a travel is called on Jolly. Now, Gentry and Dunn are going to come in. Jarvis is going to come out, and Rallet will come out. That'll leave Decker to handle the ball along with Dunn in the backcourt. They get it into Dunn. Dunn says, hey, clear out. Let me take this. Gets it across the timeline to Decker. Goes right down the middle, underneath to Rose, who sends it back out to Dunn for a three. That is no good. And the rebound, loose ball in there. Jolly picks it up. Back the other way. Fleming County going inside. They almost throw it away. Hargett outside for a three. It's in and out. And Rose goes over and gets the rebound. So the Indians have the ball. Down, almost lost it. Dunn gets it. Indians have it. Ball knocked away, picked up by Fawns. Right baseline. There's a player who put a hand right in the back of Fawns. The official did not call that foul, but he did call the blocking foul that occurred down there on Isaac Fry. But when a player puts his hand in a player's back and guides him like that, Ivan, an official, you know, has to see it. It's pretty much saying, hey, we are going to let these teams play. Fawns shooting two. He's got 13 points tonight, but he doesn't get 14. He missed the first free throw. Another shot coming with 4:19 to play in the half. 34-22.
And these are, you know, like I said, right now Montgomery County with a 12-point lead. You still want to hit these free throws when you get these opportunities because you want to put a real good distance against a team that can score the ball.
35-22. He makes the second one. Has 14 points now. We're midway through the second quarter. Jolly working with the ball against Dunn. Takes him into the lane. Spins, weaves, gets an opening, lays it up and in.
Oh, great move by Jolly. He lost Dunn there on that nice little pivot.
Jolly has seven. Dunn dribbles across the timeline. All the way into the lane. Sends it back to Gentry. He takes it into the paint. Gives back to Fawns for a three. Good. Fawns with his fourth three of the night. 38-24. Indians equal their biggest lead. Jolly taking Dunn in the lane. Goes and lays it in. Jolly with nine.
These Panthers are really confident with the ball on these straight line drives against the Indian defenders.
Yeah, and they're doing a great job of spacing and opening the floor up, Ivan.
Yeah.
Giving these players room to get to the basket with no defensive help coming for the drive. Here's Gentry out beyond the top of the key. Hands it to Fawns, who fires another three. This one is short. Rebound is taken by Hickerson. He comes down, goes all the way in. He gets fouled by Rose.
And they're coming downhill fast. These guards are for Fleming County.
Two shots coming for Hickerson. He has 6 points. Free throws up and good. So now Hickerson was seven. Seven for Hargett. And nine for Jolly. They're the three leading scorers, Ivan, and they're the guys that are getting it done right now for the Panthers.
They have that scorer's mentality is what they have. You know, they're not just shooters. They have a scorer's mentality.
He makes a pair. We're back to a 10-point game. We go from 10. Indians push it back to 13 or 14 and back to 10 again. See if the Indians can match here. First, they got to get it in. Gentry helps out. Gets the ball. Gentry coming on the dribble now. Bounces over to Decker. Decker will attack and get it across the timeline. Goes down to Gentry on the left side, right back to Decker. Now Fleming settles into that 2-3 zone. Indians send Jarvis out on top. They're going to move Gentry over on the right side. Dunn on the left wing. Gentry has an open look from the right wing, and it's no good. Kicks hard out of there. The rebound comes to Hargett. Jolly racing down. Goes inside against Dunn, who cuts him off. Now here's Hargett. Hickerson, ball tipped away by Decker, who risked that third foul there. Jolly comes up with the ball, though. Fleming has it. Down by 10. We got 2:20 to play in the first half. Left corner. Cropper. Now Jolly against Dunn. Jolly wants to take him, moves into the lane. Oh. So a beautiful pass inside to lay in by Hickerson. Boy, what a setup by Jolly. 38-30. Here's Jarvis down. That's a foul right there. And if you're not going to call that, you're not going to call much tonight on the Panthers, who have only two fouls so far.
Yeah, you impeded the progress of the ball handler there.
Gentry. Jarvis on the left wing. Gentry takes it into the paint. Kicks it left corner to Dunn for a three. That is no good. Rebound. Decker gets it. Goes back up and puts it in. Indians back to a double-digit lead. We've got a minute 25 left here out front. Working with the ball is Hickerson. Takes Jarvis into the lane. Jarvis blocks the shot, but gets called for the foul. That'll be Jarvis's second foul.
No, they said it was clean.
Oh, they call it a clean block. So Indians have two players, Decker and Dunn, with two fouls each. Thought Jarvis had picked up his third right there, but not so. And Fleming County's got to earn it here. Here, right side, Hickerson, an open three, good. He got wide open on the inbounds play. 40-33. Minute 10 to play in the half. Decker down the middle of the lane. Is back out. Jarvis going for the basket. Flips it up and in. About 10 feet away. 42-33. It's been a good offensive half of basketball to watch.
Oh, wow.
Dickerson, a long three.
Oh,
good. Wow. Is he feeling it? 42-36.
Limitless range by that young man.
He got 12 points this quarter, 16 and a half, and now we get a foul. And Fleming County folks don't like that.
Yeah, it was obvious. It was out in the open. I mean,
Dickerson gets his first. Here's Jarvis with the ball for Montgomery County. 34 seconds to go. Driving in is Dunn. Gives out to Decker. Decker in the lane. Goes up from 10 feet. Oh, it rims out on him. Rebound is picked up in there by Fry. Coming down Fleming County, going inside. Fry, how they walk. Could have had 8 seconds in the lane, but they don't call it. The three is no good, and Fawns gets the rebound off that miss. Quickly down. Decker takes it into the paint, kicks it right corner. Jarvis for a three. No good. Rebounded by Hickerson. Hickerson from midcourt. Did a nice flop, but didn't get any call. And the first half has come to an end. Wow. 42-36. I'm tired. I don't know about you.
Hey, you made it through. I'm just sitting over here cruising along. You made it through. That was a sprint for you.
Bo Queen is sitting down there, and he's thinking, I'm glad I'm not calling this game. Hey, we'll be back. We'll recap the first half for you coming up in 90 seconds.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
With Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley here at halftime at the MCHS Arena. Indians with the lead on Fleming County, 42-36. But the Indians were up by 14 on a couple of occasions. We've all come. You knew that wasn't going to last. Yeah. I mean, these teams are pretty even, I think.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, it's great to see Montgomery County was shooting the ball well. The problem that, you know, I always have when you think about this is it's a situation where it's good when it's good, but then if it ever goes bad, and you saw Fleming County kept, even though they were shooting threes at the time, don't get me wrong, they were getting more opportunities at the basket inside the arc and around the paint. And Montgomery County, I thought, in that first quarter especially, when they were getting the ball to the high post against that 2-3 zone, you want to see more of that. They kind of got away from that a little bit. And, again, these young kids, when you see that ball going through the hoop the way that it was from Montgomery County beyond the arc, sometimes it gives you a false sense of security. They can't rely on that three the entire contest. And so I'm sure that's something that hopefully the coaches are talking about at the halftime, because you said you had a 14-point lead, probably with a chance to get it up to 20 at one point in time, and now you're staring up and it's only a two-possession ball game, and it's only a six-point lead at half.
Individual scoring in the first half for Fleming County. Boy, how about Seth Hickerson, the junior? What a talent. 16 points for him, and he certainly showed us a lot. He made two deep threes late, but he scored 12 of his 16 in that second quarter. Boy, takes the ball to the rim, loves to get player to match a player up one-on-one and go to the hoop. He was 4-4 from the line. 9 points for Lucas Jolly, another guy who, again, he loves to get you one-on-one. He also had 6 rebounds for the 6-foot junior. Adam Hargett, 7 points for him. Then you had 2 for Isaac Fry and 2 for Preston Cropper off the bench, as they also had Kane Roberts, who did not put up a shot, didn't score in that first half. Montgomery County led by Luke Fawns with 17 in the first half, including 4 3-point field goals. 9 for Ethan Dunn on 3 threes. 8 for Tyce Jarvis. He hit a 3. 5 for Brecken Decker. He hit a 3. And Isaiah Rowland hit a 3 for 3 points. Dawson Gentry, he's struggling a little bit shooting the ball right now. 0 for 4, but you want him to keep shooting it because he is a shooter. Did not score in the first half, and Cole Rose played but didn't score.
Yeah, and you talk about Dawson Gentry, he's getting good looks, don't get me wrong. But, you know, one of the things you tell any shooter, not only do I want you to keep shooting, but take the ball to the basket every once in a while. You know, you don't rely on that outside shot, you know, because that's the one thing that I thought last year I really appreciated about Dawson Gentry, his ability to get in the lane, and he's so creative with getting his shot off, you know, that high layup off the glass. Where is that gone? He's kind of abandoned that, too. You're getting looks, but try to take the higher percentage shot just so you get that confidence going. It's like a baseball a hitter. You know, don't go swinging for the fences all the time. Just try to place the ball somewhere, making a contact, and get yourself on base just to get that good mojo going for you.
It's halftime. Indians lead by 6. We'll be back. Look at the other statistics for you. Indian junior varsity team, by the way, tonight won easily over Fleming County. They're looking really good, 58-27 for the Montgomery County JV squad. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
I mean, you get outscored in a half, 30-6 from the three-point line, and you're only down 6. You feel pretty good about it right now if you're Buddy Biggs.
Well, you know, Coach Biggs is telling his guys to stay the course, you know, to stay the course. They felt like the zone has done a lot of good things for them. It's caused Montgomery County to have to be patient. And at times, Montgomery County's done a great job of that, but then there's been times where I felt like Montgomery County lost a little focus, too, and they made some careless turnovers, and that allowed, you know, Fleming County to get the ball out and get going. With these guards, as we talked about, these guards are not afraid of Montgomery County defense, and they're very aggressive with the ball in their hands in a one-on-one situation to keep the floor space well enough so they can operate that way. When you talk about, you know, Hickerson and Jolly being able to get to the basket, and so I'm sure Coach Mays is telling his guys, take care of the basketball, don't give them easy, cheap opportunities at the other end.
This Fleming County team, they've been pretty good defensively. They've given up over the course of the season. The team out of Virginia Beach scored 79 against them. Lexington Christian scored 80, and Lexington Catholic scored 81. But you get beyond that, and everything is down to 70. Well, Cincinnati Cat did score 74, and then everybody else beyond that is down under the 70-point mark. And the Indians have put 42 on the board here in the first half of play. Can the Indians sustain here? This is, again, it's a young Montgomery County team. It's a little bit fragile, to be honest with you. They're trying to get to that point where they're not fragile.
And again, we talk about this, and we're going to continue to talk about this, is because Montgomery County doesn't have that prototypical point guard. That person that understands situation, time, and all those good things. And the coaches can impart that as much as they want to from the sideline. But when the ball's in play, you need that player. You know, Tyce Jarvis is a capable ball handler. He's an outstanding basketball player. But he doesn't have that point guard's mentality. And that's something that they've got to continue to work on to cultivate with him. Same thing when Dunn has the ball in his hands. Same thing when Decker has the ball in his hands as the primary ball handler. They are just not prototypical point guards. And when you don't have that, sometimes it can hurt you, especially when you get into a possession style of a ball game, whether it's, a one or two possession ball game.
Or if clock winding down, we're about ready to go here in the second half. It'll be Fleming County to inbound the ball. They'll move left to right here in the second half. And I really think the opposition has a little advantage shooting the ball into the wall.
Well, that's it.
In the second half.
I know they changed that several years ago here, and I never understood why. That's the advantage of having home court. I've never seen why you let somebody else dictate why you take the home court advantage away from you.
We'll see how it plays here in the second half. Fleming County with the ball, and Hickerson working against Decker, who has two fouls, got two early, and was able to keep away. And Hickerson goes in, flips it up, no good, and Fawns up strong for the rebound. Indians will come down quickly. They get it to Gentry, outside to Dunn, and now back out to Decker. The Indians couldn't get anything in transition. Good job of racing back to cover up late by Fleming County. Here's Fawns beyond the top of the key, bounces in to Decker in the middle, gives out to Jarvis, his three right wing, is bouncing in. But it hit off the wire.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you saw there, Dan, where did that ball go first? It went to that high post. And that was something we didn't see a lot of in that second period. But obviously they realized we've got to get that ball in the center of that defense.
Here's Jolly with it. Hands it off to Hickerson. Leaves it to Hargett. Top of the key. Bounces it down low. They send it right back outside. Went inside to Roberts. And then now Jolly takes it against Dunn. Doesn't like what he has. Hands to Hargett. Hargett behind the back on the dribble. Almost lost the ball. He does. Picked up by Montgomery County. Gentry gets it. Gentry got fouled. No call off to Jarvis. Goes under, reverse layup. Good.
Great job by Jarvis there. Using the basket to protect the ball.
44-36. Hargett steps outside for a three. In and out. Bond steps a rebound out. Jolly gets it. He goes under and missed his shot, but a foul on the Indians. I think this will be Jarvis who gets his second foul. Jolly's going to go up there to shoot a pair.
Unfortunate tap out by Fleming County to keep that ball alive.
Free throw is up and it rolls in. Jolly in double figures with 10 joins Hickerson in that position. Cuts the lead back to 7. Lefty fires again, and this one bounces in. A lot of metal on those shots, but they both put it up so softly. 44-38. Jarvis will bring the ball down, operating against Adam Hargett, who then falls back in his spot, out in one of the point positions in the 2-3 zone. Jarvis, out near the right hash mark, looks over, sends it to Dunn. Now beyond the top of the key. Dunn now to Gentry. He dribbles right. Jarvis down to Fawns, right corner for a three, good.
They
didn't go out and cover him. And 47 to 38, 6 minutes to play third quarter. Fawns with his fifth three of the night. Jolly coming down, wants to take Dunn, spins, and goes down inside. We get a blocking foul that will go against Dunn. I think that'll be his third.
I was looking at Coach Buddy Biggs after that last three made by Luke Fawns. He looks over at his bench and his coach is almost as to say, I thought we talked about that at halftime. We're not going to let him shoot wide open for three.
Roberts comes out of the game and Cropper back in there. We're going for the basket.
Pushing it back.
We get a foul and Hargett is going to be going to the line to shoot a pair of shots. That foul's on Gentry. Gentry second. Fine. Long way to go in this game. The Indians could easily get themselves in deep foul trouble, Ivan.
Yeah, they really can. And again, it's just understanding.
Hargett puts the free throw in.
Again, you've had a whole half to understand the dynamic of the person you're guarding and where you need to respect him. You may not be able to crowd him.
Jolly, he is really tough to guard. Hickerson, too. Those guys. Hargett makes it. He's got 9 points. 47 to 40. Jarvis in backcourt coming down, working on the dribble. Hits it against Cropper across the timeline. Dunn left side. They don't pick him up. This three, though, is no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Hargett. Here is Jolly going for the basket. Cut off by Decker, and he walked.
Slid that foot, that pivot foot there. But again, he almost got that step on Decker again.
We're getting a timeout taken by Montgomery County. Indians with 5:27 left to play in the third quarter. Lead it 47 to 40. We'll be back in a half minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Montgomery County with the ball. They'll come against full court pressure with 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Indians lead it by 7. We had a long way to go. Here is Decker still in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Dunn. He will rotate and hand it off to Jarvis. Now Dunn takes it way deep on the right wing. Fawns, top of the key. Dumps it down inside. Decker going for the basket. And we get a whistle inside and a blocking foul, I think. That will go against Fry. That'll be his second personal foul. Entry pass comes deep to Jarvis. He takes it right down the lane, goes up and puts it in off the glass. What great recognition that time by the freshman.
Oh, and now Hickerson.
49-40 now. Hickerson missed a three, and the rebound comes out of there. Fawns ends up with the ball, comes down to Dunn, a three right corner, no good. But Jarvis comes away with a rebound. And he'll rotate out back out front as Fleming County's defense recovers. 4:40 to play third quarter. Indians can go back to a double-figure lead here. Gentry, top of the key. They kind of back away, but he doesn't take the shot. Gives it up. They go down inside. Now to Gentry. Right wing, penetrates. Almost lost the ball. Saves it to Dunn. Dunn drives into the lane. Goes to Decker, a three out of the right corner. No good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds to Fleming County.
You saw that one time when the Gentry went through the lane and he tried to kick it out to Dunn. That was the opportunity I felt like for him to try to shoot that three, or shoot that little running shot.
Decker comes down and knocks the ball out of bounds. He's going to guard Jolly all over the floor. And I don't want to do that.
That's scary.
But
yeah, if you're going to be
Jolly,
scary.
So quick, but Decker trying to meet the challenge. It's kind of like, I'm gonna go with you. Tips the ball away, but Hickerson gets it, and then we're going to get a foul called If that's Dunn, that's his fourth, but Knott's going to be on Dunn. It is going to be on Dunn.
Yep, came underneath that.
Oh, boy, that's going to be Dunn's fourth foul. Rowlett's going to come in. That's a big blow. 4:09 left to play here in the third quarter. So Dunn leaves. Jolly looks to get it in. A little trouble. Finally bounces it into Cropper, and he walks.
Put the pressure on Cropper. The folks in the stands rooting for Fleming County didn't agree that they wanted a foul.
You know, if you're if you're an in-between fan watching this game, you say, yeah, I see both the groups could be a little trouble. Rally to three, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound deep comes out to Cropper. They run it down, and now going in is Jolly. He goes all the way to the glass.
Jolly
and
forced
it up and in.
He forced the issue. He was either going to get a basket or he was going to get a foul in his mind.
49-42. Gentry coming down. Hooks a pass to Jarvis. Jarvis into the lane. Little floater from 10. Left it way short, but the rebound was touched by Fleming County. The Indians are going to get it back. Get a break there.
Love the idea, but Jarvis, he gave the ball fake, got in the lane. He just wasn't able to execute the shot right there, but it was the right play that he tried to make there.
See, the Indians are only 1 of 6. They were 10 of 19 from the three-point line in the first half. Now they're 1 of 6 here in the third quarter. Entry pass to Jarvis. Jarvis driving toward the basket. Cut off, spins back left into the lane. Puts his shot up, no good. Jolly with the rebound. Jolly comes down. Hickerson out to Hargett, who's open for a three. Good.
Wow.
Hargett's got a dozen. And it's 49-45. And we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County with 3:13 left in there in the third quarter. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Indians led 27-15 at the end of the first quarter. So they have 27 in the first quarter, 22 in the last quarter and a half. And now they're working against full court pressure. Comes into Rowlett in the backcourt. Gives right back over to Decker. And the defense settles back across the timeline. Decker moves, gives it off to Gentry. Gentry cross-court pass to Fawns, who launches a long three. That's no good. And the rebound is taken by Fry. I don't know if the Indians really wanted that shot. Here coming down is Hargett. Sends it over to Hickerson. And now driving the baseline is Hargett. Sends it underneath to Fry, who gets his shot blocked by Jarvis and taken away in there. Indians get the takeaway. Great defensive play. Good block by Jarvis. Decker there is helping out and came away with the loose ball under the basket on the rebound. And Indians trying to add to a four-point lead with 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Boy, both coaches are up working hard. Here's Jarvis. Left side on the wing. Double team. Try to go down to Fawns. The ball knocked away. Fawns gets it back. Sends it under to Rowlett. Out to Decker, backs up, then goes back to the hoop, lays it up and in.
Well, great job by the senior right there, keeping his head up.
Fleming in a hurry, Jolly comes down, lays it up and in, but he walked.
Well, missed opportunity for the Panthers there.
That's Buddy Biggs complaining to the official about that call. I didn't really get a good look at that. Here's Gentry coming down. Gentry goes, I threw it away. Telegraph that pass. First turnover in the second half. Hickerson down. Stops. Can't get a shot away. Almost lost the ball. Picked up. Three by Hargett is no good. The rebound is lost out of bounds by Fry, and Montgomery County will play it. I tell you, these teams are really, this is like at least we can say an inter-district game during the season.
I mean,
not a tournament type game.
But you know, again, close proximity, these two schools, albeit not regional rivals anymore, but it's an area thing. You know, talk about teams like this. Powell County, Menifee County, Bath County, the close proximity, a lot of times you're going to get this type of competition when they meet up. They're going to have to sit.
Jarvis is bleeding, and he's going to have to come out of the game.
To the dismay of Coach Mays.
Yeah, Coach Mays is saying, if you call a foul, we so, Cole Rose is into the game. Gentry, left corner, rallied 4-3, good.
They didn't give him that much time. He had time to sip on a cup of tea right there.
And the Indians are back up by 9 points. And we get a timeout. 54-45. Rallet has knocked down a pair of threes. That was a big one right there. The Indians really needed that after making only one of six. We'll be back in just a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Minute 37 left in the third quarter here. The Indians up 54-45. Fleming County with a basketball. Indians have the possession arrow as we get deep into this third period. And Fleming got to within four. Now it's back up to nine. Here is Hickerson. Hickerson working on Gentry. Takes him down the lane. Floats his shot up there and rolls in. First two of this second half, I think Coach Buddy Big says, let's see if we get Hickerson involved. Here is Decker. Fawns, right corner for a three. Good. Fawns has got 23. 57-47. Here deep in the corner, Hickerson. Guarded by Gentry. And Hickerson fires a three, and it's short. And the rebound is saved inbound. They saved it back in to Fry. So the Panthers have it. Jolly drives in. Puts it up and it doesn't roll in, but a foul, and that might be number three on Decker. Yeah. Decker went a long time, didn't he, Ivan?
Yeah, he did.
Picked up those two in the very early minutes of this game. And yeah, Jolly will be up there.
Hargett did a great job of keeping that ball in play for Fleming County right there to get it out to Jolly.
Free throw. Well, I'll tell you what, he gets the free throw medal on the ball award. I mean, he rolls it all over, but they go in. He's made four out of five from the stripe. See if this one is clean. Nope, well short. And Jarvis, good job of getting that rebound. 57-48, outside Gentry. Gentry looking, goes over to Decker. Gentry is still not scored this game, and he still hasn't. Missed a deep three. Rebound is picked up in there by Hargett. Quickly down. Panthers with Hickerson backing up. He ought to work on Decker here with three fouls.
There it is. Got it. Right off the bat.
Yeah. Let's see if you're going to call that foul, though. Yeah. You could call 100 in this game. Boy, that's going to take Decker out of the game. That's a real, real tough call right there.
Yeah, because he's going to have to sit a significant period, too, you think, of time.
Hickerson's going to shoot two.
Going to go into the fourth period with...
He missed the first.
With Dunn and Decker with both four fouls.
Rallet comes back into the game. Free throw is good this time. 19 for him. 57 to 49. Indians with a 2-for-1 here. Let's see if they can milk this clock, get a late basket, and then have the ball to start the fourth quarter. With a double-figure lead, Gentry out beyond the top of the key. 10 seconds to go. He starts in on the dribble, steps through and tries to get a shot up there. He gets fouled. He'll shoot two with 5.8 to go.
I like that. That's what you have to do if you're Dawson Gentry.
Hargett gets his first foul.
When your three-point shot is abandoned, that's what you do right there. You're strong enough, you handle the ball well enough, and you've always been really good at finishing around the basket.
Gentry, free throws up and good. Well, again, we said it so many times, you don't have to score big to have a big impact on the game.
And, yeah.
I mean, Gentry's been involved in a big way, just not statistically, really. Missed this one, rebound. Fawns gets it, goes back up from 10 feet, missed a shot. Jarvis, he gets it back. He had to be fouled.
There was a foul call. Right before the horn, there was a foul call.
Nice. Motioning for the cheerleaders to stay off the floor.
Yeah, because there was a foul. Yeah, the official had already blew his whistle, raised his arm to signify a foul.
And it's Jarvis is going to go to the line. That foul is on Roberts. So Jarvis is going to get a chance to shoot a pair of free throws here. With no time on the clock, and the Indians leading by 9. Ty puts it off the back of the iron. He's 1 of 3. He has a dozen points tonight. Puts that one in. So at the end of three quarters, Montgomery County 59, Fleming County 49. Don't go away. We're back with the fourth quarter action in just a minute.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family. Indians have now shot 29 three-point shots, 15 two-point field goal attempts. Ivan, I don't know when I've seen that disparity.
And like I said, I am one of those people, when I look at shot charts and basketball games, it tells you a whole lot in the outcomes.
Indians with the ball, though, and they lead it by 10. Here is Jarvis, takes it down into the paint area, kicks it back out to Gentry on the left wing. Gentry will back away on the dribble. Hickerson with him. Now Jarvis takes it. Hickerson picks him up in that zone spot. And Hickerson trying to take it away from him, but he gets called for the foul. Hickerson gets his second foul. Buddy Biggs waving his arms with Coach. Well, your team is bad. As of right now, the free throw, Fleming County 14 of 18, Montgomery County 4 of 8. Pass in backcourt to Jarvis. Hickerson hounding him all the way. Here's Rallet taking it. He's picked up. Rallet looking. Almost threw it away, but Jarvis gets it. Jarvis back to Rallet. Down the right side to Gentry. Gentry will circle back out front. And now Jarvis takes it again on the left wing. Indians aren't trying to stall. They're just looking for space. Into the lane. Gentry flips it up and in with that left hand.
Wow, there you go. That's
his first field goal.
That's the Dawson Gentry I know.
61-49. Jolly way out on the right wing. Indians man-to-man. Deep in the corner here is Hickerson with it. I thought he walked. Goes for the basket, and we get a whistle and a foul. Will go against Jarvis. Jarvis picks up his third foul. Decker's got four. Jarvis has got three. Dunn's got four. Gentry, two. For Fleming County, Roberts has two, and Hickerson has two. There's a three-point shot. No good off the left side. Rebound tipped up, and Jarvis comes up with it for Montgomery County. Racing down the Indians. Collins goes up and missed the dunk, but the Indians get the ball back. 6.5 minutes to go. The Indians can score. You'll forget that he missed the dunk. But Jarvis, left wing. Long pass over to Rallett in the right corner. Couldn't get the shot away. Gentry back to Jarvis. An open three left wing. Good. They left Tyce Jarvis wide open.
A foul underneath the basket.
Well, we've got a foul.
Caught a foul on Hargett, it sounds like.
Who now?
Hargett.
Hargett. That's his second foul. We're going to get a timeout taken by Fleming County. 6:19 left to play here in this game, and the Indians up by 15. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
The Indians have made 14 threes tonight. Fleming County's made three. If my math serves me, that's a 33-point advantage right there. Gentry for a three right side. It doesn't go. Bonds high to get the rebound. He goes back up in the lane, puts it in. Luke Bonds, and the Indians lead 66-49. Wow. Back out. Biggest lead of the game.
Yeah, that's a huge.
Jolly down the lane. He missed a shot. Gentry comes away with the rebound. And the Indians will just settle things down with 5:50 to go. Jarvis, top of the key, goes in and got the ball tipped away, but it was off of Jarvis and out of bounds. That's only the second turnover in this second half, Ivan. And really, that's the thing. Montgomery County, they had four turnovers real quick in the second quarter, but that's four of only nine in the entire game.
And Fleming County's been more aggressive defensively here. You think that's when you would expect more mistakes to happen.
Now, Dunn is going to come into the game. Coach Jason Mays is going to save Decker right here with 5:36 to go. Rally comes out. Jolly looking. Goes down low to Hickerson. And
there you get Tyce Jarvis on a hold there. That'll be his four.
So Jarvis has four. Fleming County will inbound. And now we got Jarvis, who's bleeding a little bit on his elbow, I think.
Yeah, he's got a nice, smart little marker on his left elbow.
So Decker comes back in with four fouls. They dump it down low, and they give it right back to Hickerson, who missed a shot and a foul on Decker, and he's out of the game.
Just like it.
Decker fouls out. with 5:32 still to play. It's a long time, Ivan.
It's a long time to go without, you know, one of your key players on this team, and the senior Brecken Decker.
7 points tonight for Brecken. He took only five shots, made three of them. And here's Hickerson, who has 19, and give him 20. Another one coming. Averages just over 18 points a game. Hargett has 12 tonight. He averaged at about 17 and a half, and now we got
Hickerson's got blood.
Hickerson's
on
got some blood on his arm. Little break while they take care of that, but Hickerson stays in the game. And the free throw is good again by Hickerson. 66-51. Indians with the lead. Dunn, long pass down to Rallet, left side. Rallet feeds back out on top of the key to Dunn. Indians don't want to get too conservative now. They want to keep trying to attack a little bit, but anyway. Here is Fawns, Gentry, and Dunn. In there along with Rose and Rallet right now. We got 5:06 to play. Dunn outside against Hickerson. Boy, Hickerson cuts him off with a chest bump. Dunn spins the other way. Gives back out to Gentry. Fry against Gentry, and Gentry dribbling. Takes it between the legs. Gives over to Fawns. 4:50 to go. And now Dunn takes it middle of the floor. Dunn. Once he gets a 5-second count, he goes on the dribble. Feeds down to Fawns, right side. Fawns comes back outside. Fawns dribbling around. Drives down the baseline, goes up and puts it in.
Use that strength that time, that size and strength for Fonz. He used it to his advantage.
68-51. Here is the ball in the hands of Hickerson, top of the key, driving on Dunn. Dunn has to back off of him a little bit. The shot is no good. The rebound is out of bounds back to Fleming County. And now Jarvis is going to come back in the game to replace Rose. 4:17 left. Fleming County will inbound the ball down underneath their own basket. Off to our right here. And his next action will come against... Oh, what jolly. Threw it off the back of Gentry and then got it and laid it in. What a smart play. You've seen it a few times, folks.
Yeah.
68-53, and there's almost a turnover, but Fry is unable to corral the ball.
When you see a play like Jolly made, it lets you know he understands basketball. He's seen a lot of basketball to know to take advantage of that situation when the defender's not face guarding him.
Here is Jarvis, sends it in backcourt to Dunn. Dunn working against Cropper. Dribbles across the timeline. Dunn dribbling left, goes down through the lane. He gets double teamed, and that foul will be on Fry, I believe.
Fry giving us a forearm shiver there. That's a good football move.
Fry gets his third foul. Two shots coming for Dunn with 3:54 to go. See if the Indians can make free throws. They're only 4 out of 8 in the game. Fleming County 16 of 20. Dunn takes a long time. Eisen puts it in. That's his 10th point.
Good to see Ethan come back and have a good shooting night for him, at least early on in this ball game.
Here is a free throw up and rolls off. Rebound by Hargett. The lead, 69-53, a three by Hickerson is good. Off the right side, and a quick timeout taken by Fleming County with 3:45 to go. So Montgomery County leads 69-56. 3:45 to play. We'll be back in a half minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Indians ball the length of the floor here. Comes into Gentry. Gentry holds up, gives to Dunn. Deep in backcourt. Starts on the dribble. They've gone to a zone press, full court press, but they get it across the timeline. Jarvis, left corner, goes for the basket and jammed it.
Oh.
Tyce Jarvis makes it 71-56. That was a statement by the freshman right there.
He stamped that and sent it off.
Here's Hargett going for the basket. He moves in with the left hand. Lays it up and in. 71-58. 3:15 to go. Dunn, long pass down to Gentry. Gentry hands it off to Dunn. Coach May says, hold up. He calls the play. They double-team him. Dunn dribbling in. Goes over to Gentry. Ball fake. Fires a three, and it's no good. The rebound is gathered up by Fry.
Coach Mays didn't like that shot.
Jolly comes down, and Jolly goes into the heart of the defense, and Jarvis, I think, is fouled out maybe.
Situational basketball. You did not need that three, and you took it, and you can see Coach Mays really upset, and that was the fifth for Tyce Jarvis.
2:51 to go. Jarvis fouls out. He has 18 points tonight. And 5 rebounds, which is a lot for the Indians. Here's Jolly at the free throw stripe, and he's been here a bunch. Puts it up, and it rolls off this time.
Cleveland County really needed that to make any kind of bid here to get themselves back in this ball game with a chance.
Free throws no good again, but rebound and Hargett puts it back in.
So not an empty
got a
trip.
Favorable bounce, and that's a big basket right there. 71-60. Here's Dunn. Sends it down the left corner to Rowlett. Rowlett, long cross-court pass to Gentry. Gentry dribbling. Bounces to Dunn. Dunn sends it down the corner to Fawns. Drives to the basket, lays it up and in. Got pushed as well. He'll have the end one. Foul on Cropper.
Yeah, Cropper put a quarter in and rode that horse all the way to the basket.
Fawns going for point number 30 here. Fawns tries to make it a 14-point game, and he does. 30th point tonight for Luke Fawns. 74-60. 2.5 minutes to go. Jolly going for the basket. But folks, we have not seen fouls called the way we've seen them called tonight. I'm not saying that. That's not a foul, Ivan. But
yeah.
We just haven't seen him call those kind of things. Gentry gets his third. And Jolly will be back on the line shooting two more. He puts that one straight in.
He missed his previous three before that one. Jolly.
He's got 17 points tonight. And this one is no good. And Fawns with a rebound, 74-61, and now we get a traveling violation on the Indians. That'll give the ball back to Fleming County. That was near midcourt. 2:19 to play. Cropper will come back into the game. They've got a guy that they're going to put in and commit fouls, I think. Here's Jolly spinning, weaving, goes up and rolls it in. Timeout, Fleming County. So with 2:11 left to play, Jolly's basket makes it 74-63. I think the Panthers may be out of timeouts. They may have one left. I think they're done. Indians, I think, still have 3. We'll be back in a half minute.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
We've got 2:11 left to play here at the arena tonight. The Indians clinging to an 11-point lead. They've had 2 starters to foul out, and they're just trying to hold on right now, really. Here's Dunn. Dunn gets back to Epper, recovers, and then throws it away. It goes And Coach Jason Mays is really upset, but I hope Dunn's okay.
Yeah. He took a tough spiel there. He's still walking with a little limp there.
Jarvis and Decker have fouled out. 2:05 left. Fleming County, I guarantee you, they have not given up, folks. They are still trying to see what they can do here. Here is Jolly coming into the lane. Spins, weaves, goes up and flips it up, and it rolled off. And Fawns with the rebound. I don't know how that one found its way out. Here is Gentry in backcourt. They've got a quadruple team down to Rallet, who's going to fire a three up there. It's no good. Rebound. Rose gets it. They try to tie him up and can't. And the Indians come away with a basketball. Get it outside. Gentry goes for the bucket. He missed the driving layup. Fry with the rebound, and he fell down. Out of bounds, and the Indians get it back.
And you understand Coach Mays. He's asking, what are we doing? You know, Rowlett shoots a three that's ill-advised. Cole Rose saves him. And then Gentry didn't have to make the driver. You're at the 90-second mark. Make them come and play you. Run the clock. The clock is your friend at this point.
Fry's going to shoot a pair of shots right here and make it a nine-point game. He puts it in. Only the third point of the night for Fry. He has seven rebounds tonight.
This is the only time when I don't miss coaching. Damn. When you get in these key situations where it's just so stressful because you're relying on your players.
He missed this one, but Gentry does get the rebound for the Indians. 74-64, minute 25 to go. Fawns deep in the corner. Gives it back out to Dunn. 1:18 to go. Dunn into the lane. Goes up from 10, knocks it down. Wow.
Coach Mays really didn't want that shot.
76-64. There's a three.
Oh, Hickerson comes down kind of funny there.
Yeah, Hickerson nailed a three. We get the last timeout taken by Fleming County.
And Dunn, that's his left ankle, too.
76-67. Our score with 1:07 left to play in this game. What a wild one it's been tonight, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back. Wrap it up in just a minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Austin James and Brody Narr are both in for Fleming County, and they're in there to foul. If they don't get a quick turnover, they will commit to personals. Indians will shoot free throws. Gentry coming down. Gentry, long pass down to Cole Rose, who gathers himself, sends it back outside to Dunn, but they had fouled Rose already under the basket.
Hey, what's wrong with your leg?
That foul is going to be against Narr, his first. And here's Cole Rose at the free throw line. Puts it up and in. Well, that's what you like to see out of the sophomores. First point of the night. First shot he's taken. Knocks it down. 10-point game.
I know people were grumbling. I think they thought he should have put up the shot when he got it underneath the basket.
Did the right thing.
He did what coaches had told him to do. We were trying to run clock.
Missed his free throw. Rebounded by Fry. 77-67. Here's Jolly, backs up, fires a three that's no good. Rebound is picked up by Hickerson, gives it back out. Jolly fires another three that's no good. Rebound by the little bitty guy, and he puts it back in. Proper at the rebound basket. 77-69, 35 seconds to go. Fawns in backcourt, coming up on the dribble. Sends a long pass down to Rose. Rose goes under, and he's fouled by Fry. And Cole Rose will shoot two more with 28 seconds to go.
Cole Rose can knock two down. Put his team in a good situation here.
Well, an 8-point, we're talking about three scores in 28 seconds. Free throw is good. He makes this one. It makes it four, and it's the game is over except for the final score. And Rose does. He puts it in.
That's what you needed him to do.
79-69, 25 seconds left. Fry looking, sends a pass on the ball, and a break to the basket, and Hickerson puts it up and in.
Great pass by Cropper.
79-71, 15 seconds to go. Gentry coming down, and he is grabbed by Cropper with 11 seconds to go.
Good win for the Indians here tonight, Dan. You knew they'd be challenged by this Fleming County team. And boy, were they.
Gentry only has free throws up and no good. Boy, Dawson has struggled shooting the ball, but the Indians have certainly needed the other things he's done tonight.
Indians not quite wire to wire tonight, Dan, but boy, they got a lead early in this ball game.
He knocks down the second one. 80-71. Fleming County in a hurry. Hickerson couldn't get a shot away. Fry will fire a three up, and it's good. 3 seconds to go, and the Indians don't have to inbound the ball as time runs out. 80-74 is your final tonight. The Indians pick up victory number 8 on the season. And don't go away. We'll recap it all for you, give you the scoring and the stats, and visit with Coach Mays. It's all coming up on our postgame show. Ivan and I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable, quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Back here at the MCHS Arena, the Indians pick up a nice win tonight over a good basketball team. Fleming County drops to 13-6 on the season. This is a team that certainly has a chance to make some noise in the 16th region, I think. And Ivan, they're going to lose Hargett, who's a really nice inside player. And I don't know what it, I didn't pay enough attention to what they in the JV game to any size that they've got, but I can tell you that they will have as good a guard combination as you'll find in Kentucky next year.
You got guards. And if you got guards, you got a chance. I mean, because they can handle the ball. They can get their own shot. They can create opportunities for others out on the floor. And we're you know, we see it night in and night out in this game. If you got good guard play that, you know, can get you out of trouble, can set the table, if you will, you know, early in this ball game, it was Higgerson able to just get his shot and create opportunities, and then you saw later on it what Jolly brings. Jolly's not the same kind of shooter that Higgerson is, but he can drive and he can find players, and everybody understands how to play around. And then Hargett is just so sneaky. He is just so sneaky in the way that he gets his points. He's good enough with the board play and getting opportunities that way. But they know when to find him. They know where he's at. And when you start focusing on those two guards and trying to stop their penetration, all of a sudden you got to worry about a guy like Hargett that can make shots anywhere on the floor. And so it's a nice little trio of players that Coach Buddy Biggs has. You know, you always have to question the quality of depth if they ever get in a situation. But like tonight, they played that zone. They didn't get themselves in foul trouble. Montgomery kind of shot the ball so darn well early in this ball game, but you're playing the percentages. You know, Coach Mays expected to see a lot of zone. They saw a lot of zone. Coach Biggs was like, "Hey, we'll give it to them early. We just got to stay connected in this ball game," and they did, and gave themselves a chance to make something happen as this game went along. I think just trying to figure out. And trying to get these Montgomery County players, especially the ones that are handling the ball late in games, understanding situation, understanding what the goal is. You know, once you've got the hay in the barn, you know, understanding now what you've got to do, not allowing that hay to get set on fire and just destroy all the work that you've done putting the hay in the bar, so to speak. And that's what happened tonight. Montgomery County almost allowed their hay to catch fire and all that good work they did of putting that hay away and having it for the winter almost went awry for them.
Well, the individual scoring, the three big guys for Fleming County, Seth Higgerson, 29 tonight. Lucas Jolly had 19, and Hargett had 16, 6 for Fry, and 4 for Cropper for Montgomery County tonight. Luke Fawns finishes with 30 points on the night. Fawns hit 6 threes in the game and had a three-point play. 18 for Tyce Jarvis, 12 for Ethan Dunn, 7 for Drett Decker before he fouled out. Dunn, of course, fouled out. 6 for Rowlett. Hit 2 of 4 three-point shots. 4 for Gentry tonight. Again, didn't shoot the ball well, but wow. I mean, he was so important to the Indians overall in this game. And then Cole Rose hit 3 of 4 free throws there late. Coach Mays has joined us now. And Coach, I think I can say you came in thinking this was a game you could win. It took everything you had to win it.
Literally. Golly, man. That was a hard game to coach because of the foul trouble we were in. You know, I think we managed it about as smartly as we possibly could have. But proud of our guys. Super proud of our guys. You know, everybody that played tonight contributed in a positive way. I was really proud of Cole there at the end, knocking him 3 of his 4 free throws down. I was worried about that coming out of that last time out, but I just, you don't want to sub a guy who hadn't been in a game yet. I didn't have any eligible players, really. So he did a good job. Proud of Isaiah Rowlett. Man, I coach him hard. It's probably been a minute since I've said some positive things to him, but I was proud of him tonight. You know, but that's how he grows. So, I mean, he's taking it. He's being coached. What a good kid. He's got a bright future. Proud of Luke Fawns. Luke Fawns, best player on the floor, which is what he should be, you know. And, you know, he just I thought even though Brecken fouled out and had foul trouble all game, I thought Brecken was our leader because he knew everything. He took the scout to heart, and he was our leader on the floor. It's been all season I've been looking for that verbal leader, and he did it without it being fake. He did it with substance, and it was real, and it was timely, and it wasn't emotional. Matter of fact, the one he fouled out on, we were sandwiching that guy because we blew the play up. He did exactly what I told him to do. That foul was on me, not him. So, you know, I'm grateful for him. And then, you know, you got to understand, we got Tice playing point guard some, and that's something he's never done. So we're going to have some brain fart moments with him, and as well as E, because he's learning the point guard. Just because he looks like a point guard doesn't mean he's played point guard. He hasn't. So the thing that was disappointing was we in the second half, we started taking bad shots again. Second quarter, we started taking bad shots again. Fortunately, we didn't do it as bad as we did against GRC. And we just have got to continue to learn that shot selection is as important sometimes as making the shot itself. Because if you miss a good shot, but they had to guard you for 30 seconds, and you're up six with a minute 37 to go, it's sort of irrelevant if you miss the shot. But if you take a quick bad shot, then it becomes very relevant because it's just like a turnover. So we're still not there yet, you know. I still think Dawson's pressing. Gosh, he's been shooting so well in practice, so well. I mean, lights out well. And I think he wanted to show that he's been shooting it well. And so I think he was pressing a little bit when he took some shots that he shouldn't have taken, you know, there late. But that's he'll learn.
How about these numbers, Coach?
Yeah.
You put up 56 shots tonight. You made 14 of 23 twos, and you made 14 of 33 threes in the game. What do you think, from a statistical standpoint, when your team shoots 10 more threes than they do two-point attempts in a game?
It probably has something to do with me, because that's not new for my teams. But in Ashland, we had shooters. We had all guards. You know, that's what we did. But, like, people look at me when I'm stupid, and like I'm stupid when I say, we could shoot the ball. Well, this game you were 2 of 24. This game you were 4 of 22. People preparing for us, they say they can't shoot. Well, we can shoot because I see us every day. All right? So I think there's still an acclimation period that is going into this season. You know, they're getting used to me. They're not wanting me to yell at them. They're trying to figure out what a good shot is. So there's mental things there that we got to get out of their minds before they can shoot with freedom. Dawson right now is one that we're working with that on. Now, they were zoned the whole game except for the last 4 minutes, Dan. So, you know, we were going to take shots that were behind the arc, and fortunately we made them. You know, we made 20 at halftime. I think we were 10 to 20 at half, weren't we? So we were
10 of 19, yeah.
So we were 4 of 14 in the second half.
I had you in the second half of four of 14.
Yeah.
But I mean, you take and Dawson was 0-6 beyond the arc. So you take that out of the equation, and everybody else is 14 of 27, shooting over 50% from 3-point line. Now, talk about these Fleming County guards, because I try to describe to the audience how good these two guys are.
I think three guys.
Yeah. Those two, though, I mean, in particular, Jolly and Hickerson, 2 and 3, they're juniors, Coach, coming back next year.
And we're going to go to Fleming next year. But that's a good game for us, by the way. It's an out-of-region game, not too far to travel, very well-coached team. I mean, Buddy Biggs is one of the best coaches in the state of Kentucky. He's such a good guy. He and I are the presidents of the
There you go.
He and I are presidents of the Ashland Has-Been Club. So, no. Jolly is just a downhill guy. He needs to get a jump shot, you know, because that's in college, you know, he's going to be finishing over. Like, we finally went with Luke on him late, and he struggled with that length. But in college, you know, he's going to be going against 6'3", 6'4 guys. Then he's not going to be able to get that finish at the rim. So if he can get that jump shot, which is something I'm sure he's working on, he's a college player. Hickerson has got probably the pure stroke of anybody that we've played this year outside of a kid at number 10 at Lafayette. I can't remember that kid's name. But really, I mean, with range, too, and off the bounce and off the catch. So not really a three-level player, but that's sort of not his DNA. And I like Hargett, too. We held Hargett to, I think,
he had 16.
He had 16, which is below his average. I think he can really stroke it, too. But they're going to be good. I mean, Jolly is he's strong, too. And the kid's been through some adversity. You know, he was in a really bad car wreck. And he had an issue where he had a rib that was causing some issues. They had to remove it. And he didn't get cleared to play. He missed all summer. He didn't get cleared to play to October. So we played him at Moorhead this summer, and he wasn't there. So he's probably a really tough kid, a grounded kid that's been through some stuff. So he's got some toughness to him. I really like him. I think he's probably, I mean, the Carter kid at Ashland's probably the best player in the region. You got some kids at Boyd that are good, but he's probably one of the top five players in the 16th region right now as a junior.
You got up 27-13 in this game, Coach. Talk a little bit about that, you know, getting out to that kind of a lead early on, and obviously Fleming County came out really wanting, even in a zone, I thought they wanted to put pressure on you.
Well, what they do is they're in a 2-3 zone, and they just extended out and back into it. And it wasn't giving us any problem other than when Price dribbled up to half court here at the on the sideline, and they trapped him. All right. Other than that, we got the ball. They gave us the ball in the middle every time. And then we would turn and finish or kick out. And I was okay with what they were doing. But Buddy, he stayed in that zone longer than I thought he was going to. I thought he was going to try to change the rhythm up before he did. I wish he would have, because we would have been better on our man sets than we were in our zone. But, hey, that's another thing. Our zone offense is better, you know, than what it has been all year. We've been working hard on it. So that was good to see. But, you know, he might have waited a little bit too long to start pressuring us. But he also didn't think that we were capable of continuing to hit shots. And I don't blame him, because he's looking at the film. He's a prepared coach, and he's looking at the stats. You know, that's not something that we've done here recently. So he was probably thinking we were going to cool off. And so that's why it was even more important for me to make sure that we were getting good shots, because in case we did cool off, I didn't want to take several bad shots all in a short period of time and then have to guard Jolly in transition going right to the rim, getting us in foul trouble. You know, so offense was our defense tonight in a lot of ways. You know, by being smarter on offense, I mean, our first possession, the second half, took a minute. There was 7:07 when we missed the shot, okay? In a way, in this game, that's defense, you know? Even though it's football, what would you call it, ball control? Or, you know?
Yeah. I thought another good game, turnover-wise, you might say, well, they're playing a zone, but they're very aggressive, and you ended up with 11 turnovers. Four of those came very early in the second quarter. You know, you had a little stretch there. We just threw the ball away.
Two of them came in late with Dawson falling and
a couple
falling.
Of them. Yeah. And so you're winning the turnover battle every game.
Doesn't feel like it, though, does it? Am I too hard on them? Probably too hard on them. That's how they get better, though, so I don't regret that. But, no, you're right. I mean, we're not turning over near as much as we did early on. So, you know, good night to be a Montgomery County Indian. That was a good win for us. I think it's going to help our confidence going into Thursday and Friday, both district games on the road. It's call what it is. You know, Thursday's a must-win for us. It's a must-win.
Yeah, and a tough place to go play. A team, again, that will be very confident against the Indians, I can tell you. They've knocked off Montgomery County back-to-back in district tournament play, and a lot of those same guys are around, and they're going to feel like, hey, there's a game we can win. And, boy, the idea that you can win a game is, I don't know, it's worth something, isn't it?
It's meaningful, yeah. It carries weight. It sure does. You know, if you can see that you can before you actually do, and what I mean by that is you got to see it before you see it. I got to see myself succeeding before I actually see myself succeeding. And some people will call that pre-visualization. But that's really what it is confidence, you know. And if we can believe that we can win the game before we even get on the bus to go to Paris, that's probably worth 10 to 12 points, which you're probably going to have to be 10 to 12 points better than them because it's on the road anyhow. But, you know, we're just, you know, our team is mental. You know, we are, that's no secret. You know, we're learning how to play basketball. We're learning, and in that process, it involves breaking kids down mentally and then building them back up. And that process of being broken down doesn't hurt at first, but once you get near the breaking point at the bottom of that dip, it's painful. It's miserable. You lose sleep. They lose confidence. But that's usually right when they start to climb out of it and go on. And it usually happens this time of the year, January, late January. So I'm just hoping and praying that that's sort of the story of this team that come into February. Man, we're clicking, you know. We've went through that painful process of growth.
Is it accurate to say that this is a team that they are not selfish at all?
No,
they want to have great teamwork, but they're still getting there. They haven't really figured each other out completely yet to where you have the type of teamwork that you really are where you're going to reach your maximum potential with this team.
If a kid takes a bad shot because he thinks he's helping his team, doesn't make him selfish. Just makes him not wise yet on the floor. Wisdom takes time, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
A wise man yourself.
And it took about 68 or so to get there, you know. Coach, I'm not going to be with you here on these upcoming district games.
Why not? Oh, you're Class A.
The All-A Classic is going on, but... I'm going to carry you through, and good luck. If I come back and you've won a couple of district games, I can't tell you how excited I'll be going into next week.
Well, these are good kids. They deserve to be celebrated, win or loss, because their effort needs to be appreciated. You know, they haven't flinched, and they've got people that think, well, okay, they're done for the year. No, it's not that locker room. They're sticking together, and I appreciate them, and I hope the community appreciates them, too. We're coming, man. I just don't know when, W-H-E-N, we're going to start getting those big wins, W-I-N, but it's coming. It's coming.
And Luke Fawn's 30 points tonight, another big night for Luke, as you
said. Luke Fawn's can be as good as he wants to be. Luke Fawn's can be the best player to ever come out of here. That's saying something. He's got a long way to go with the mental part of the game. But Luke is Luke's doing so good, man. He's social. He's got a girlfriend. Mom and dad are pleased with him. He's got good grades. He's got his driver's license. Got a car. Life's pretty good for Luke right now. He just had 30 points, you know. So Luke's learning how to be successful in life right now, and I'm really proud of him. I'm so proud of him. As I say that, he's one of the hardest players I've ever had to coach because he's a stoic, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, he doesn't show emotion. And I know we called Cutter. I'm gritting my teeth because I'm ticked off at it. We called Cutter, and he didn't run the play because he was going to get a shot. And he heard me on him, and we were at the free throw line, and I stayed on him. He looked at me, and I knew he was looking me off. Knew he was. So he's, you know, and he's the best daggone kid God ever created. But he can be stubborn. He can be, you know, he's something else, you know.
Coach, thanks for spending time with us. Congratulations on a really nice win against a team that I think will be extremely competitive in the 16th region coming up.
Yeah, they're a top three team in the 16th region for sure.
Yeah. Hey, good luck this week.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Coach, have fun this week.
Hey, a lot of basketball.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, we'll be back and wrap things up coming up after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Fleming County made 25 of 49 field goals, so they hit over 50%. 6 of 18 three-pointers, 18 of 26 from the line. They out-rebound the Indians 37-28, had 14 turnovers to the Indians 11. Montgomery County, 28 of 56 overall, 14 of 33 threes. So the Indians, again, a 24-point advantage at the three-point line and leads to a six-point win tonight, 80-74. Buddy Biggs Panthers 13-6 on the year, now getting ready to play big district games. Round County, Bath County, Round County are the next three games out of the gate for the Panthers. Montgomery County again getting ready to go to Paris and then play Clark County for the second time, Ivan. So big week for you coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a big couple of nights in a row to see both the boys and girls at Paris on Thursday and how they can come out in those matchups at the Red Irwin Gymnasium, and then see how the Montgomery County team will fare on the road against GRC. But two huge games for them because they're both district, but a huge game for the girls too, just to continue to improve on their play, you know, because that wasn't their best version of themselves last night at Madison Central against a very tough team on the road. But they got that win. Now you'd hope that they can clean up some of that stuff when they go over and play against Aaron Speaks and his team. But I'll miss you the next couple of broadcasts. I know you got a busy week ahead of you down at the All-A class. Should be fun down at the Corbin Arena. I know you're excited to go down there in that venue to see what that's like. It's a little bit further trip for you.
Yeah.
And you know, I wish you safe travels down there. But I'll be listening in to you when I can at work to listen to them, because there's some good matchups down there, especially on the boys' side, you know. Let's cheer on Augusta and Coach Henson, representative of the 10th region. Love to see the Augusta-Lyon County matchup down there.
And you got Nicholas and Minifee.
Yeah, Nicholas and Minifee, you know, 10th region, and then, of course, our neighboring county and what Coach Schwartz has done over there. And we always love Coach Letcher there at Nicholas County. So let's root on them and for them to have success. A lot of quality players, that Newport team is down there. Evangel Christian. The boys' side is really loaded. The girls got some good teams. You got the Bethlehem and Old Catholic, I think, in opening round.
And Ivan just did something that we do so often.
There we go.
You know, when you're talking about it, you just get to where you take Travis Perry, the all-time leading scorer, for granted. You don't just mention him with Lyon County. But
that's what I'm saying, Augusta, because I want to see Augusta play them.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said let's root for Augusta. And it wasn't that I was dismissing them. I want Augusta to win because I think Lyon County will win. And I want to see that matchup. I think that would be electric.
The way Coach Henson plays,
yeah.
Travis Perry could get 70.
Yeah.
And it could be a really high-scoring affair, I think. Yeah. We'll see what happens anyway. But Ivan, take care. Thanks a lot for all your help always.
No problem, my baby.
And join Ivan on Thursday and Friday nights. That'll do it for us. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and all of the crew at WMST, AM and FM in Mount Sterling. Thanks to our sponsors and to you for joining us. That'll do it for us for now. Again, the Indians win it tonight over Fleming County, 80-74. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.
listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.